Welcome to the Max Living Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Dr. Nick Wilson.
I'm Dr. Tracy Gross. On this podcast, we have conversations about health. We talk about what it is, where it comes from, and really how you can achieve it for yourself and your entire family.
Hey, I hope you really enjoy this episode on the Max Living Podcast. There's been a few people who is like, you know, I use my insurance card for everything, everything, and it pays 100%. And it's paid 100%, and it has for the last 30 years. And it pays for everything. It's so great. And here they are in front of me, and they're sick, and they're struggling. They're on multiple medications. They've aged prematurely, and their life is not good. Like they're living, but they're not really living. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they've succumbed to. I'm thinking of just one couple right now that have just given over the fact that this is their life. They get up, they read the paper, they go to their medical visits, and they go home and they're exhausted, and they're on a list of medications. And he's got health issues. That, you know, I don't know how much longer they have on this planet, frankly, but I know people who are the exact same age and who live and who are truly living and are traveling and doing the things they want to do. And they've chosen the exact opposite lifestyle as them. Same age, have chosen a different life, and it's very different outcomes. And I think at some point you got to choose the hard.
Yeah.
If you're going to have the life that you want, you're going to have to choose the hard road. It's harder, I would say, to not go through the fast food line every day, right? It's harder to make your own, you know, cook your own food. It's harder to grow your own food. It's even harder to go to the gym and exercise instead of sit on the couch. Let's just call it what it is. It is harder and less convenient to choose a route that is, I would say, healthier for you.
Yeah.
Going to the gym is harder than sitting on the couch.
So but then what is the compelling reason to choose the hard then?
Well, it's hard, easy. Let me explain that. So you can choose the hard now for easy later. Or you can choose easy now and hard later. Easy now is the couch. Easy now is the McDonald's instead of the Apple. The easy now is to have toxic thoughts and read the news, right? The easy right now is to not care about what you're putting into your body, you know, to not dig into the research and find out what is actually in that experimental gene therapy, right? To find out the ingredients. The easy now is to just go with the flow with what everyone else is doing. And if that was working, I wouldn't have any bones to pick with it.
Yeah.
It's not. We rank dead last in health. Dead last. Out of all the industrialized countries, we spend the most, we rank dead last. We have the best doctors. We take the most medications. We're 5% of the world's population, yet we take 70% of the world's drugs. It's not working. We're sick. We're unhealthy. We're the fattest out of any industrialized country. We have the most heart disease. We have almost the most cancer out of any industrialized country. We have one of the worst infant mortality. So that's health at birth. And yet here we are. And so if that was working, I wouldn't have any issues with it, but it's not working. And so easy now oftentimes looks hard later, meaning sickness, meaning not living the life that you want to. You see this with retirees spending their entire life saving up for retirement only to spend retirement sick. Going to medical provider visits, on medications, not able to do the things they wanted to be able to do, things that they were saving up for, they never actually were able to achieve because of their health. Yet hard now often looks easier later. And the hard now is to make the decisions that we've been talking about. Take care of your body. You know, when it comes to tricking the body into health or covering up your symptoms, as opposed to looking for the cause, getting curious about it and find the underlying cause of your problems and fix that so you don't live with this for the rest of your life, that might look harder right now and you might spend more time doing it on the front end, but it's, I'm telling you right now, I've seen it now with hundreds and hundreds of patients. It is the easier road long-term because you have your health and you have your life and you're vibrant, you're full of energy. We talk about this vitalistic thing, that this vitalistic life, that's what vitality means to me, is someone who's full of life, vibrant, able to do the things they want to be able to do because they have their health.
Yeah.
But they made that decision a long time ago. And maybe you're in a place where you're like, hey, I didn't make that decision a long time ago. Maybe there's no hope for me. That's not true. I've seen people in their 80s make the decision in their 80s. And it was a radical decision. It was very different. You know, it wasn't just a little shift, but it was a radical decision on how they started to live and changed what they were eating and how they're living and how they were moving and taking care of their spine and nervous system. And even their thought processes had to change. But when they made that decision, their life looked radically different and they didn't spend their life like their friends did. And they've made note on that. My friends are all sick. I'm going to my, I had one lady who said, I'm going to my high school anniversary and I'm looking around and I'm so thankful for Max Living because I made this decision 3 years ago and I was going down the same path as those people. And now my life looks different. Everyone is commenting on how I look and my health. Mm-hmm. And I get to be like an evangelist out there for this lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. Hard now, easy later. That's what I'm talking about. And that's with anything in life, whether it's your health or finances or whatever. There's oftentimes a hard decision that needs to be made in order to get the life that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone's going to do it. But I do know this, that, you know, just from experience and then just what I consider to be truth is wide is the path that leads to destruction. Right. And many will go down that path, but narrow is the path that leads to life and only few will go down that path. And yeah, not everyone is going to do it. Not everyone's going to choose the hard now and easy later, but that doesn't make it wrong. That doesn't make it not right. Just few will do it comparatively. And the question that you have to ask yourself is, are you going to be with the many or with the few?
Right. Right. It is the most amazing thing that we get to see people change their lives, change their health, get off of medication, reverse diseases that they've had for years, lose weight, not have headaches or neck pain or back pain anymore. I think that what we get to do is so incredible because not only is it watching people get their life back, get their health back, but it's a sense of freedom and hope for the future. And I cannot emphasize enough that the earlier you make that decision, the earlier you choose that narrow path, the better your future is.
That's right.
So if you are one of those people who find yourself at a crossroads, if you are looking down the face of maybe the wide path, the easy path, the path of convenience, or if you are wanting a different and better way, I would argue better way, then we have a solution for you.
And it's going to be hard. No, it's not. It's actually, we make it as easy as possible. And the reality is most people live their life without really checking the one system that controls all health and healing. It's your nervous system. And that's an easy starting place because you can see a very clear picture of your health by looking to the spine.
Mm-hmm.
And we start with a surface EMG. It's computerized technology developed by NASA engineers. You can see on a clear picture, hey, where's the nervous system being challenged, interrupted, damaged? And then we take x-rays to see exactly where the bones are positioned, where the nerves are damaged, ultimately what organs and what systems would be affected by that. And listen, if you're struggling with health problems and you have symptoms of problems, maybe that's the first step for you is that right there. And I say symptoms because that's what typically will drive somebody into taking ownership over their health, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got neck pain, you've got back pain, you've got headaches, those are clear indicators or warning signs that you have problems in the nervous system. Check the nervous system. If you have sciatica, you've been living with back pain, you have arthritis in the spine, and you know, hey, my hips are hurting, my back is hurting, I'm not able to walk the way that I once was able to walk. I'm not able to exercise the way I was once able to exercise. I'm not able to live my life the way that I would like to. Look to the spine first, see what's happening there. The next steps are to look at the nutrient evaluation and metabolic testing, toxicity testing, but we always start with the spine first because there are upstream problems that you're only going to find if you look to the nervous system.
Right. And we start there because it is, it, it's really the root of so many problems. Even when we're talking about nutrient deficiencies, like if your nervous system, which controls literally everything in your body, including your digestion and nutrient absorption, if that nervous system is not functioning properly, it does not matter if you have the best nutrients or the best supplements in the world. So that's our baseline. That's where we need to start.
That's right. And that's, I had a patient come in to me several years ago, and he wrote on his new patient intake form, seeking nutritional advice. Okay, fair enough. I sit down with him. I see he has no range of motion in his neck. So I'm looking and he can't hardly turn his neck. His posture is an absolute wreck. I mean, bent over, everything. And so I check his nervous system. I want to see how his body's functioning before I want to give nutritional advice. So I take x-rays, do the nervous system testing. His nervous system is in this state of fight or flight, like red bars in his neck. I remember just sitting down with him and looking at his x-rays, and remember he said seeking nutritional advice, and looking at his x-rays, the bones in his neck were nearly fused at C4, C5, C6, and C7. And do you know what that means? That means that he has so much degeneration. His posture has been so bad for such a long time. There's been massive neglect when it comes to his spine and nervous system because he didn't have symptoms of neck pain, back pain, headaches, or anything. So if you just follow the traditional medical advice, you wait until something hurts and then you do something about it. You wait until something starts to break down and then you look into it. Well, that's kind of how he lived his life. And when we're looking at the x-rays together, I just felt so bad because on one end, here he is, he's an older gentleman, and I hate to see someone who has that moment of regret because someone had told him to go to a chiropractor when he was younger. He fell out the second floor of a barn. He landed on some hay, but he hurt his neck. Someone told him, hey, you need to have this looked at. But he came from this era where chiropractors were quacks and you don't go to a chiropractor, you go to the medical doctor. So he did. He went to the medical doctor and he got some pills. And it covered up the symptoms of his problems, but he kept living his life. And he could identify after looking at his x-rays that his problem happened when he was a young kid. And someone had actually told him to go visit a chiropractor, yet he didn't do it. And guess what we didn't talk about? Nutrition.
Yeah.
Right? Not at first, at least. We eventually did. But he's got to get that corrected first.
Right.
And so we did. And we helped him to not have that fused together naturally. We helped him to get better and not only feel better, but function better. And then guess what? As his nervous system was getting better, now we can start talking about nutrient absorption and toxicity and all these other things that really matter because they do. But if we don't correct that first, the one essential that you neglect is the one that kills you. The one essential that you neglect is the one that kills you. And so we can't have our blind spots, and it can especially not be the one system that controls all health, all healing, all functioning inside the body, which is the nervous system.
Yeah, exactly. So the way we check that is everything that you just described, spinal examination, surface EMG scan, full set of x-rays help us determine exactly where the problems are coming from, or my favorite thing, how to prevent problems in the future.
That's right.
Really get a good deep picture of what's going on, how your body is functioning, and determine how we can help that happen at its absolute best function at 100%.